What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of TK's Brew. I'm your host, DJ Kino, with my co-host, Tommy Tom, in the house. Say what's up.
What's up, guys? It's Tomas in the house.
All right, guys. For the first episode, we're just going to introduce ourselves a little bit, talk about why we're doing this, and then introduce our first guest. So I'll go first. A little bit about me is, obviously, you guys know that I am a DJ, but I am also into fitness as well. I started working out when I was 12 years old from my dad, then started loving it, been working out ever since, did sports, wrestling, track, cross country, soccer, all these sports in high school, and just kept loving working out. I ended up wanting to do it as a degree at Texas State University, got a degree in ESS, exercise sports science, and then ended up getting my personal training certification and ended up becoming a personal trainer for a year and a half at a Gold's Gym. And then that was part of my fitness thing, my fitness journey. Now with my DJing, I've been DJing for about 3-4 years. Started as a wedding DJ in San Antonio, ended up working my way into San Marcos on the square. Got up and then I ended up doing 6th Street, Rainy Street, and West 6th in Austin, Texas. Got a little bit of gigs in Dallas and Houston as well, and keep expanding from there. Just trying to get my vision up, DJing up, fitness up, and that's a little bit about me. Tom, what do you have for yourself?
So for me, I started bodybuilding, quote unquote, or coming to an interest when I was the age of 5. I remember picking up my first magazine when my brothers would always work out in front of me, and that's what got me intrigued. Ever since then, I've been hooked. You know, honestly, I started powerlifting in high school, playing sports, football, etc., etc. So it was always a backbone for me to be in part of the fitness industry, in a sense. So, you know, years later, after graduating, I decided to actually take on the role of becoming a bodybuilder. Shout out to Warren, who actually is an assistant chief of police in San Marcos, who actually gave me the first belief that I could do it. And, you know, hats off to that man, because if it wasn't for that person, I would have not followed my dreams and been in this position that I am right now. But years later, I have now been in the game for about 8 years, and it's been a lot of up and downs, I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's been a lot of questioning whether I can do it or not, because it is a tedious process with the meal preps, the training sessions, the sacrifice of not doing what most people want to do in terms of going out or drinking as much as other people do, or neglecting my meals. Like, it's been a tedious process for me to carry that on. And for me, I just found it to be a big structure within my life to kind of repair certain things for my development, for my childhood, to kind of construct myself into a better person. And, you know, that's why I've gotten the routine of things and I'm here now. You know, it's, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And I fucking love bodybuilding.
Thank you, Tom. That was beautiful. Loved all that. But now we're going to talk a little bit about why we want to do this podcast. A little bit of why I want to do this podcast is because with me and Tom, as Tom clearly stated by his bio, we both love fitness and we love music. Since I am a DJ and in fitness, I am going to be bringing a lot of DJs onto this podcast to talk more about DJ stuff as well. So this is going to be a part two industry podcast. We're going to talk about fitness industries, from gym owners to bodybuilders to, you know, personal trainers to anyone just in the industry with that. We're also going to talk about artists, producers, DJs as well. So we're going to hit the music industry and the health and fitness industry to a T. Also, we're going to talk about a lot of other things. You know, we're going to learn, we're going to grow from these people as well. We're both, he's an amateur bodybuilder, I am a beginner-ish DJ. I've been DJing for a minute, but not as much as a lot of people. And I'm still trying to grow as well. So we're going to be learning, growing, and just having a good time and getting a lot of advice and stories from all these people that we will bring on. And that's a little bit about why I want to do this podcast. Tom, tell them about the podcast for us.
For me, for example, the reason why I had this vision initially, well, to bring it back to the old days, whenever me and Josh first moved together, we would always have, you know, certain conversations in the morning about certain things and how to level up in terms of our mental fortitude. And I've always paid attention to the way that I grew up, and I've always tried to dissect the way that I grew up in terms of how much I've had to give to get to the spot that I'm in. And for me, I feel that it's important for me to give that back to the people that were once in, you know, in my shoes, that didn't have that proper guidance, that didn't have that proper role model to progress in their life properly. Because there are a lot of people that don't have that, and it shows a lot too in the character of certain people. And for me, I feel like, even though I love bodybuilding, and a lot of people like to look at it as a vain thing, for me, I want to be able to contribute back into the community of the younger adolescents to, hey, even though you come from a certain background, you can still rewire your brain to become something better. You can still go after something that you didn't think you could. And to this day, I still fight with those demons, so to speak. But through this tool, I just want to give that back to those people that, hey, you can sharpen it. You can do what you can with it and build off of that.
Exactly. And that is why we want to do this podcast. We want to give as much of ourselves as well as the others that we bring on, and just keep it 100, have a good time, be positive, and just spread knowledge about all this and talk about other topics as well. And we're very, like you said, we're excited to do this. Again, he was talking about how the idea was we'd come out in the morning and just get on the couch and just, we'd be like, oh, we got to go to the gym, you know, we got to do something. And next, you know, we're just talking about something stupid. And that was the idea of the podcast. We realized we just love to talk about interesting thing, and we really like to talk to people and get to know people and just pick their brain. You know, we're people who like to discuss more than just the basic topics of this world. How many likes did I get? The blah, blah, blah. The things that don't matter. We like talking about crazy, crazy shit. We'll talk about religion. We'll talk about just interesting topics. You know, we don't want to hold back in this podcast.
At all. And on top of that, I feel like you mentioned, the likes and all that. It's like so superficial. And there's like more to it. Because nowadays I see, and, you know, I won't say everybody, but, you know, the fitness industry has gone into a route where people are one dimensional. You know, some people just post TikToks, videos with music behind it, and they don't really express themselves. And, you know, I support what they're doing and I support the work that they're putting in. But at some point, it's like, where are the people that are going to give back? Where are the people who are actually going to be vulnerable enough to, hey, I was down at this rock bottom. I was once in this position. I'm willing to strip myself vulnerably and put myself in that position to help somebody else. And that's the most vital thing that I feel like this industry is missing. And that's why, first and foremost, I want to, you know, originally start this podcast, because I want to be able to give that back. And I feel like my background has enough to be able to harness those people and, you know, bring them up, you know. It's just one of those things that, you know, we have to have more depth into what we do nowadays. You know, we have to put more heart into what we have to do nowadays. And that's one of the things that I want to take advantage of through this podcast.
I agree. And same with the music industry as well. There's a lot of, I wouldn't say, you know, I'm not going to say everyone, obviously. I don't like generalizing. I don't like just assuming that everybody is, you know, this certain aspect off the jump. I always assume there's going to be greatness in everybody. But yeah, in the music industry as well as fitness, there is a lot of people who are just about the content, and I get it. You know, both of us are about it too. But the thing is, there's a difference between being about the content, being about the likes, being all that. Because obviously we want the likes. We're not going to be here and just sit around and just be fake. You know, we want likes. We want followers. We want Instagram. We want that. So we're not going to sit here and be fake. No, that's not the point. But the thing is, we want to show that we can still be ourselves, be genuine, be real, actually give a shit about people in a real sense and not, you know, and still like this shit and still obviously, because obviously we're trying to build our brands. You know, I'm trying to be, I want to be that DJ who's DJing in Ibiza. I want to start making my own music. I want to get my head on up to the top. I want to DJ headline in Vegas. I mean, that's my goals. I'm trying to open up a gym with this guy right here. I want to open up a gym with Tom. I want to open up businesses. Like, we want, you know, I want to start a YouTube channel, which we are going to do with this podcast as well. But like, that's something we want to do. We want to just, we want to do the same things that people do, but we want to be genuine as much as we fucking possibly can, because that's just who we are. I don't want to be sitting here and pretend to be anything that I'm not. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if I'm successful, I made it in life, but I know I didn't make it being me, then I'm not successful. I'm not me. And that's, I don't like that at all. And I don't like people who do that. And I want to try to find the people who I bring on here. They're going to be the ones who I will show that they are made it in this world, made it to be successful, and are making it just like we are, without being fake, without having to prove something to someone, and just doing it because they fucking love it. And that is what me and Tom essentially want to bring out of this podcast.
Exactly. Because, you know, again, I'm not gonna lie, like, I still have anxiety and I still have doubts within myself that, you know, I carry within myself through this journey, and that I have been carrying through this journey of trying to accomplish the goal of becoming an IFBB pro. And I know that a lot of people look up to me in a sense of, yo, this guy's in a new position, in a fucking higher position. And, you know, truth be told, I'm still human. I still feel, I still have emotions. And I know that once upon a time I had more doubt, and I feel that for me, it's important for, you know, to show the younger crowd that, hey, it's okay to feel that. It's okay to feel that doubt. It's okay to feel that insecurity. It's okay to feel that anxiety. But you have to mount yourself on top of something else. You have to have that fortitude to continue to barrel through. And, you know, I will say Josh has helped me a lot with that. And that's one of the things that we want to bring to this podcast, through this podcast, in a sense. We want to give that light and shun it all over everybody. Just, you know, let y'all know that we're human too. We're not just people posting on social media for the likes and et cetera, et cetera. We're not just some people that have a facade. Like, this is the real us. This is the real us. And I'm willing to display that as much as possible and be vulnerable, because people need that nowadays. And people aren't willing to show that nowadays. They just want to show the good part of the social media, of their good life. And, you know, I want to show the ugly. I want to be able to show the ugly of us that will help other people relate to us. Because that's the most vital thing, you know. It's a human society, and we're all in this together. Because at the end of the day, we're only as strong as the weakest link. And that'll never change, honestly. That'll never change. Even if you don't know that person indirectly, or directly in a sense, you're still going to be as strong as that weakest link. And you have to keep that in mind. And the most important thing is to build one another up. Never let that go.
Exactly. I agree.
So soon enough, we will have separate videos. So be on the lookout for that. We'll have more in depth between what we bring to the table, our background, etc., etc. So just stay on the tune.
More
for
of a that. Visual.
Exactly. More visuals. More everything. So, you know, we're here to bring it. And, you know, just present that raw and uncut version of us.
semi-censored, but you know, for the most part, not censored.
Censored, of course.
Yeah, because we're crazy. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to the first official intro episode of TK's Brew. I'm your host, DJ Kino, signing out. Tommy Tom.
Yep. Pleasure talking to y'all guys.
All right. Till next time.